Composer Howard Shore won an Oscar for the score he wrote for the first film in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, The Fellowship of the Ring. Earlier this week, he received two nominations for his music in the third and final film, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. And last weekend, he won two Golden Globe Awards for his work on the film, Best Original Score and Best Original Song. Shore has scored more than 60 films, including Seven, The Silence of the Lambs, The Score, and Analyze This. He's had a long collaboration with Canadian film director David Cronenberg and wrote the music for Cronenberg's films Scanners, Videodrome, The Fly, Dead Ringers, Naked Lunch, and Crash. Back in 1975, Shore was one of the founding members of Saturday Night Live. He wrote the show's theme and served as music director until 1980. When Terry spoke with Howard Shore in 2002, she asked him about the music for The Lord of the Rings.
Was there any music that you studied or immersed yourself in to help bring to life a non-existent time in a non-existent place?
Well, Middle Earth is 6,000 to 7,000 years ago, and Peter Jackson didn't want to create a fantasy world. He wanted to create a historical feeling for the story, that in the sense that as if it had actually happened. So, all of our work is really based on on making it as real as possible. There wasn't any one particular piece in my research that I looked at that I followed, but the research led me to studying a lot of work that was created before Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings, and then I studied everything in the last 50 years on how Lord of the Rings affected popular culture in terms of music or literature or cinema. And that actually did lead me in a lot of directions. And once I had absorbed what I felt had been done in this world, I then put it all aside. And of course, I wanted to feel what was my voice and what would I create, and what was the feeling that I was comfortable with as an artist to create in this world.
Now, you did several scores for the Canadian filmmaker David Cronenberg,
yes,
including Scanners, The Fly, Videodrome, M. Butterfly, Naked Lunch, Dead Ringers.
Yes.
How did you meet, and why such a long collaboration?
Spider is the last film I just finished with David. That's our 10th film, and it's been over 20 years. But we somewhat grew up making movies. And David's a few years older than me, and I knew him in Toronto, and he was sort of an older kid, and that was very wise, and was making 8mm movies, and then he started making 16mm movies, and I knew about him, and I always thought it would be wonderful to, at a certain point, if I had enough experience, to approach him about doing one of his films. And I finally did in the late 70s, and I worked with him on a film called The Brood, and it was actually the first film that he had worked with a composer and I had worked with a director. So our whole learning process has been growing up together, making movies. I've learned so much from him about how to make movies. He's such an amazing director, and the process just continues.
Let's hear an excerpt of how your music is used in the film Scanners. Scanners is a film about a group of people who have this ability to read other people's minds, to read their thoughts. And you'd think that that would be a good thing, that you'd want to read other people's thoughts, but what happens is that it's so intense to have all these other voices in your head, all these other thoughts and voices from other people, that your head can just literally explode from the pressure of all that information and all those voices inside your head. Now, two brothers who are the best scanners, the best readers of other people's minds, are also each other's arch enemies. And this is like the final contest between them at the end, in which they're both scanning each other's minds and their bodies are kind of like exploding in the process. As we hear this music, their veins are starting to kind of rise above their skin and kind of pop, and their faces are distending and contorting. So let's hear that final scene in the showdown between the two brothers who are scanners.
All right, we're going to do it the scanner way. I'm going to suck your brain dry. Everything you are is going to become me. You're going to be with me, Cameron, no matter what. After all, brothers should be close, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's an excerpt from the David Cronenberg movie Scanners. My guest Howard Shore did the music. You know, mixed into that music, we're hearing like other kinds of sound, including what sounds like it might be like the growling of tigers and maybe machinery mixed under that, just to give you the sense of like of the agony of the scene that we're witnessing. What is happening with the music there?
Right. This is a very early film of mine. I think this was maybe the second film that I did. And this is quite an experimental piece, using orchestra and using electronics, but pure electronics. These are sounds that I've created through tape manipulation. They're sounds that I had recorded. And by the use of tape, this is pre-computers, pre-synthesizers, this piece. And it was using older tape techniques, music concrete, tape techniques of the 50s. When I was growing up in Toronto, I was interested in a lot of these techniques. And as a kid, I was interested in tape recorders and splicing pieces of sound together. And I heard Toru Takemitsu's, the great Japanese composer, I heard his music very early on when I was 10 and 11. And I was experimenting with these type of techniques quite early on. So working on Scanners, I think maybe in my late 20s, I finally had a chance to use some of these techniques with an orchestra and was able to go into a recording studio and try some of these things that I'd been experimenting with for years.
Well, it's really interesting to me how you're able to work all these kind of edgy musics into your scores. Let's listen to an excerpt of your score for Naked Lunch. And this was the David Cronenberg adaptation of the William Burroughs novel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the William Burroughs and his fellow beat writers were very involved with Charlie Parker. Ornette Coleman is much more avant-garde and... very interesting that you managed to use him on the soundtrack for this. Before we hear it, tell us why you wanted to work with Ornette Coleman for the soundtrack.
I had met Ornette Coleman in New York, and I knew that just growing up in the 50s, I mean, I was a huge fan of Ornette's, and I asked him to do the film. The period that he was creating his music in the late 50s and Naked Lunch coincide perfectly. And Ornette, of course, was aware of Burroughs and Burroughs of Ornette. So the expression that Ornette had in music in the late 50s was very similar to what Burroughs was creating on the page in that same period. So it's like a perfect connection to Burroughs' state of mind in the 50s was to work with Ornette. And he was fascinated with the project and wanted to work on it. And it was a wonderful collaboration, actually.
How did the collaboration work? Because he's playing against a more symphonic piece that you've written. Could you talk about what he's doing and what you've composed behind him?
Right. He's working with me in a very improvisational way. I created a structure and a form for Ornette to express himself in.
Why don't we hear an excerpt of that score? And this is Howard Shore's composition for the soundtrack of Naked Lunch with saxophonist Ornette Coleman.
Thank you.
from the soundtrack of the film Naked Lunch, composed by my guest Howard Shore, with saxophonist Ornette Coleman improvising within that. What did you tell Ornette Coleman when you asked him to perform on the soundtrack?
We had many, many discussions about the piece. It wasn't so much telling Ornette what to do. It was more working with him as a peer and expressing it was if you were playing with Ornette in his group, and it was a very harmonic process where all parts are equal. So I'm expressing ideas that Ornette is expressing, and then I would express another idea. So we worked together sort of very, very carefully, and, you know, before the recording, in rehearsals with sketches of what I was writing. And then the sessions were done in a very open, creative, free way.
Composer Howard Shore speaking with Terry Gross in 2002. His work on the third Lord of the Rings film, The Return of the King, has won 2 Golden Globe Awards and earned 2 Oscar nominations.